I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans had a chance to speak with Amanda Boundy and Emily Ellis with the Superior Health Foundation for a Healthier Together Thursday update. Talked about the upcoming gala and some other things happening at the foundation. Here's more with Emily Ellis and Amanda Boundy.
Our annual gala is coming up at the end of the month. It's on September 28th, and this is our 13th annual gala. So this has been going on for a little while. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And it's going to be at the Northern Center on the 28th. And we're partnering this year with the Northern Lights Child Advocacy Center at this event.
That's right. They actually were with us the last time we talked about this. Mm-hmm. And a very interesting organization that does some great, great work in the area. But the gala is the gala, and people need to know that there is probably still some room to shoehorn them in here. But this is always a very well-attended event.
Yes, there is still a bit of room, but not a lot. So I would suggest getting your reservation made. So we do have registrations. We have single registrations, couples registrations, and full table registrations available on our website, superiorhealthfoundation.org. Go to our events tab and you can reserve your seats. They are still available, but again, going fast.
Great dinner, great networking opportunity here, mm-hmm. but you got some cool entertainment that I know you're thrilled about too.
We do. We have a comedy hypnotist coming. His name is Jay Bryan. He is out of the Minneapolis area, and he's a lot of fun. He's going to do a really cool show with us. Again, you're right. There is a delicious meal. We'll have some fun and fundraising, prize boxes, a prize wheel, a really fantastic silent auction. We've got some good stuff. We've got Lions tickets. We've got Packers tickets as a little preview, but we will preview more of those items on our social media soon. So it's a really cool event. It's for a great cause, and it's coming up soon.
And Emily Ellis is here, community engagement, and one of those great causes is the grant giving that you guys do, and it's been a busy year for that. Let's talk a bit about some of the most recent ones if we can.
Yes, it has been a very busy year for grant giving, and it's also continuing to grow. We released our fall grants that we'll be awarding at our fall grant celebration. We'll be coming up soon. These grants cover everything from supporting EMT workers, allowing them to increase their education, medical transportation in the Upper Peninsula, which is a very difficult thing for many people, addressing food insecurities, drug abuse prevention, and some really cool farm-to-school programs.
And the bigger the gala gets, the more you're able to give out the grants. So it's a great cycle that keeps just continuing and growing, doesn't it?
Yes. The gala is a great way to come support the foundation, support your community, and to support health throughout the Upper Peninsula.
Our Healthier Together Thursday, Superior Health Foundation back in the house here today. Amanda Boundy and Emily Ellis joining us here today. I want to get back to the gala in just a little bit. We talked a little bit about the grant cycle that goes through, Emily, but let's talk about the grants themselves, because there's a lot of organizations out there that are eligible that may not know that they're eligible. And that's what you want to make sure people know is find you guys.
Absolutely. We are looking to provide funding to these amazing projects that are health-based throughout the Upper Peninsula. Many people think that we only serve Marquette County as our office is out of Marquette County, but our reach covers the entire Upper Peninsula.
Well, Megan's been in to talk about this. Jim before her, I mean, you're into Menominee County, you're on to Chippewa County, I mean, Ontonagon, you're really truly everywhere, but you want to be even more. And that's where things like the gala come in and things like the information about the organization and the grants. So if people want to find out more about the grants, what's the best thing for them to do?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at the office, or you can always look on our website. We have information about what grants are available, the funds that are available, how to apply, and to apply.
All right, Amanda, so here we go. You can't do this without the fundraising events. And yeah, a little party coming up at the end of the month here. Back to the gala really quick, because there is room. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but there is some room. How do they find you for more?
Yeah. So again, visit our website, superiorhealthfoundation.org. We have an events tab. It shows all the events that we do. Click on that gala there, and it's got all the information about the event.
That's Amanda Boundy and Emily Ellis with the Superior Health Foundation. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.